Montale officials say there have been two significant problems. One revolves around high property taxes and relatively low rent limits, and the other is the developer involvement with indicted Rochester developer Robert Morgan. If the new area makes it through the City Hall process, that would clear the way for financing by lowering property tax payments. The company says it can buy out Morgan and will. Neighbors want something visible on the site beyond construction debris and the half-finished Lancaster extension. Canterbury Woods resident Stuart Shapiro was skeptical Montante will build.
The assumption is, as soon as it gets declared an urban development action area, then people can acquire parcels within that area, and it's the obvious intention of TM Montante to acquire the parking garage, and then develop it at the same rate they've been developing everything else.
Montante Development Director Byron DeLuke says if all this falls into place, there will be work on a new building and rehab of an older one late this year. Key to that is buying the city parking ramp on Linwood. Montante sold off two sites to other developers, Canterbury Woods and People Inc., who built. DeLuke told the planning board there will be a major cleanup of the site and its construction debris after the snow melts. Mike Desmond, WBFO News.